Okay, now that we're in this beautiful area in Olympia, with all the mountains around, and there's a little... Let's see if we get this. I'm going to tell you about this song that I'm singing right here, and some of the songs that we already sang before this tonight, so I can clue you guys all in on exactly what's going on. And I know that some people already know about this, but... kind of like Jim Page before us, you can think of us as troubadours. And this is from a different place, though. And now that we're in your beautiful northwest over here and the beautiful mountains around, kind of brings us back. And this other place is a place called Gamehenge. And Gamehenge, if I take you back to the beginning, is a beautiful, peaceful land that was inhabited by creatures called the lizards, of course, which we do another song. And these people lived in peace and harmony with nature in this beautiful land with the mountains in the distance and fields and trees, and they were very peaceful people. And their god was a man called Iculus, or a guy called Iculus, and he lived on top of the mountain. And he had given them, thousands of years earlier, a book called the Helping Friendly Book. And the Helping Friendly Book contained all the knowledge inherent in the universe, and it helped them govern their way of life in peace and tranquility with the land. Until one day, this guy came, the traveler came to Gamehenge. His name was Wilson. And that's the second song that we sang, Wilson, I Lay This Hate on You. That song is written by the revolutionaries in Gamehenge who were trying to overthrow Wilson, because Wilson had stolen the Help and Friendly book from these people and hidden it and enslaved them all. Without the book, they couldn't remember really how to do their thing, and they ended up becoming slaves of this tyrant, Wilson, who had taken over. So at this point in time, what I was just singing about in the last song is this guy called Colonel Foreman, who has also come from another land, and he's going to try to help the lizards get the book back so that they can regain control and hopefully go back to living a life of peace with the land. So the way that they've been trying throughout the story to do this a lot of different ways, and it hasn't been working. So what at this point, Colonel Foreman, who's the hero of this song, has decided that there's only one last hope, and that is to climb up the mountain and see if he can find the great and knowledgeable Iculus. No one has ever seen Iculus before. No one really knows if he exists. He may just exist in the imaginations of the people. But he's going to find out. So he climbs up the top of the mountain, as I just sang about. And as he climbs up, the mountain begins to quake and crumble, with boulders falling down all around him. And the actual mountain turns into the essence of Iculus. His face comes out of the mountain. He's one with the mountain. And Colonel Foreman is looking up at this thing, terrified. And Iculus says, I'm going to help you because I know your cause is good. I'm going to call on my friend, the famous Mockingbird. He's going to fly down out of the sky, and I'm going to send him to Wilson's castle, and he's going to go into the castle, steal the Helping Friendly book, and bring it back to the people of Gamehenge. So at this point in time, here comes the famous Mockingbird.